Magandang araw sa inyo lahat. Ah, ako si Mr. A at kayo nakikinig sa Tere Mowe Podcast episode 4. Tama ba ako?
Yes.
Yeah, so
I'm Anton Dominic, also known as ADT Cruz.
Yes. And so folks, nga, so narinig niyo, you're listening to an anime podcast. So nga pala,
Actually, it's not just an anime podcast but in a podcast about Japanese pop culture here in the Philippines.
So let me repeat it again. You're listening to Tere Mowe Podcast, an all Filipino otaku and Japanese pop culture podcast. So, syempre ang ating guest. And actually ang aking co-host or actually ang pinaka-host ng show na to is syempre si Anton Dominic na madalas yung makikita sa Twitter at ADT Cruz, di ba? So,
yes.
At may ano rin ah, medyo sa so, nakita nyo sa boses pa lang is masaya siya ngayon kasi pumasa siya sa Math 17.
Na isang prerequisite para sa aking COMSAI course. At yes, pag bumagsak ako doon, kailangan kong mag-repeat ng Math 17 at baka hindi ako makapunta sa Anime Festival Asia sa Singapore.
Since
no chance na pag ganun.
Since hindi nga yun yung nangyari, mukhang the goddess of fortune smiles upon you. Ika nga. Kung tama sinabi ko. So, may malaking chance na pupunta ka sa Singapore. When was that? I think second week or first week na November. I think second week yata.
Actually, second week of November. November 13 and 14.
Yun. So,
And of course, there's a couple of not so good or alanganin news for our listeners. Of course, for our dear Hanazawa Kana fans and fanboys like me, it looks like na baka walang meet and greet session ng ang ating favorite voice actress. But I'm trying to make a petition form together with a Twitter friend of mine na sana magkaroon ng meet and greet session si Hanazawa Kana.
Walang meet and greet session?
I'm still waiting for his reply. For my partner's reply over that.
So rumors lang ba to? Rumors pa lang ba to or ano? Mukhang rumors pa lang kasi yan eh. It seems na hindi pa confirmed.
Hindi pa confirmed actually because on the Hanazawa Kana page on the official Anime Festival Asia website, ang pinakita doon yung parang yung question submission form na pipili sila ng mga select questions sa sasagutin ni Hanazawa Kana doon sa stage, doon sa event mismo.
I see. So yun yung meet. So big sabihin ng trigger nun, big sabihin, parang walang mas close interaction between the fans and syempre kaya kay Hanazawa Kana, di ba?
Yes. So I'm trying to put up a petition form.
Okay.
But I'm still waiting for my partner's reply.
Ah. I see. So anyway, sa mga tao namang hindi nakakakilala kasi usually ako rin naman di ako masyadong familiar sa mga voice talents. So who's Kana Hanazawa or Hanazawa Kana?
Everyone might remember her as the one voicing Tachibana Kanade, also known as Tenshi in Angel Beats, and of course, mm-hmm, Sonohara Anri in in Durarara.
Yeah.
Or if you haven't watched both shows, you might recognize her as Kobato or Suo Pavlichenko in the second Darker Than Black.
Yeah. Oh. I remember nga eh, kasi of course I pulled the Wikipedia and so lahat ng kanyang anime biography. So yung mga kanyang Snake Park. So anyway, as a personal question, what made you like Hanazawa Kana?
Actually, she can voice out almost every female character. If we could recall, she's voicing Kuroneko from Oreimo, and of course from Zange-chan in Kanagi.
Yes. O nga eh. And
of course, she could also voice the always quiet Tenshi in Angel Beats.
Tapos he garnered that much audience. Siya yung ano, 'di ba, yung Ninja One.
Yung
since tensionless yung by ninja yung mahilig sa cute things.
No. She's the white-haired girl that they fought.
Okay, yeah. Tenshin Angel. Oh nga pala. Oh yeah. I see. So, Anime Festival Asia. So, it will happen on Singapore. Anything that you parang look forward aside from of course meeting with your idol?
I'm also looking forward for meeting up with some Twitter friends of ours, and of course I'm also looking forward to the bazaars, and of course meet and greet the other VIPs there.
VIPs. Oh, kasi usually babag Anime Festival Asia is may parang so, alam mo naman siguro maybe in the US kasi there's this panel discussion kung saan voice talents or industry or VIPs actually parang nasa stage they only do is talk, tapos syempre there's this open forum na kung saan fans can also interact with the VIPs or ask questions.
To be honest, I still don't know what to expect in Anime Festival Asia, as this would be my first time to go and there, and would be my first international air travel.
Yes, and is it also your first convention?
Actually, yes. It's my first convention.
Very first.
Actually, I never step into conventions because I hate entering into really crowded situations.
Crowded. Ah, so medyo pareho rin pala tayo na sometimes we get disoriented pag masyadong maraming tao sa ating paligid.
Actually, I'm not that easy to become disoriented, but I really hate the heat.
Oh, I agree. Since ewan ko, medyo sanay tayo sa mga spacious na lugar, and we happen to like sitting here in the computer all day, or being with less people, the more we can handle, ika nga. So
I'm used to become solitary due to extreme studying.
Yeah. So aba, ganun ba?
Extreme studying ever since high school.
Extreme studying. But, although personally speaking, sorry to cut you off. Anong sasabihin mo?
Extreme studying, but I flunked a couple of subjects in a quarter or so in my high school days.
Oh, ganun ba? Maybe hindi naman sa pagyayapang, pero although I study, but I never take it too seriously. Parang ganun. Pero of course, I make high grades, of course, still. The only time na I flunked in a subject was in grade 3 elementary. And it was ironic na computer class ko yung na 74 ko. Just to share. Oh. Yeah, I flunked.
Actually, during elementary years, lahat ng grades ko matataas.
Well, I guess that
sa high school lang ako nagkaroon ng problem, but due to adjustment issues, na napag-adjust na ako later on, nakayanan ko na.
I see. Ewan ko, ha? Baliktad tayo.
And of course, that's the reason why I've been studying so hard is because of my parents' pressure.
Sure. Of course, they want to have the best for their kids. So anyway, going back. So Anime Festival Asia.
To the topic.
Yes, $30 yata, $15 a day. Any bands na interested kang makita?
Actually, any other fans? I have quite a ton of them on my Twitter. But to special mention it, I want to meet Saiseki and Yunamon from Twitter.
So banda ba sila or international Twitter fans?
Actually, I converse with them almost every day.
I see. Oh yeah, sa yung the person from Chennai blog, pupunta ba siya Singapore?
No. Oh. I'm not sure because Anime Festival Asia is for Asia, of course, coming from the name.
Yeah, pero
Janai Vlog and Project Haruhi are more concentrated on the US and Western events, actually. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe so the likes of Danny Chu will most likely go there. And of course ANN, the usual.
Of course Danny Chu is a VIP there.
Yeah. Although are you a fan of Danny Chu? Parang hindi you never mention anything about him.
Actually, I'm not really a big fan of him, but I still do admire him for vlogging, of course, using a Mac.
Oh yeah, Mac fan. Alam pa siguro rin eh, usually nga sinabi, I think I already said it a dozen times na rin sa the PPP is that of course most artists really prefer Macs.
Not only artists but also software developers. A couple of software developers I follow on Twitter are using Macs.
Or open source.
On my probable guesting on PPP.
Yes. So let's just talk about that. Yeah. Kasi may podcast sa dulo. So apat na pinananyari. Ayan. Anyway. That's... what anything you like to buy sa... sa Anime Asia Festival Asia. Anything
siguro I will be buying Nendoroids, the cheapest and the best ones out there. The most affordable.
Yeah, very expensive.
I could not afford the magazines and the 1/8 PVC figurines.
I don't get it why people like those action figures. Sorry, I call them medyo tawag ko sa kanila action figures. But what's so good about them? Any idea?
Actually, for me, because I'll remember my favorite character or the show that I've loved for let's say a season or for the entire year. Mga ganun, o kaya bilang decoration sa aking bahay o kaya kung nalilagay ko sa aking study table, meron ako inspiration para okay, aralin natin yung malupit na mat na yan.
Ganun ba? So for inspiration.
Of course. Well, that's just me. I don't know with the other people.
One thing kasi, although of course I don't find really something na I don't see, parang hindi multifaction sa akin, hindi ko masyadong napagtitripan eh. Pero although I have to admit na napakaganda ng paint job usually ng mga PVC action figures na yan I don't know, sometimes I magaganda yung itsura nila pag nakikita ko yung mga picture. They're high quality, parang more high quality than dun sa mga traditional na nakikita natin sa mga Marvel saka sa DC na action figures that we usually see.
Actually, when it comes to the Marvel and DC, I only prefer their comic books and animation, their cartoons. I'm not really much of Western pop culture because I prefer Asian pop culture. Yeah, if the Philippines had a pop culture, I would prefer it. But since our pop culture is nothing but shit, I prefer Japanese pop culture, of course.
It's West, or to translate, it's our culture is actually adapted from Western. So that's why, of course.
Not people, really adapted, I think. Or kasi meron naman tayo flavor of eight pagiging asyado sa ating pop culture. Yeah, but ang ating pop culture kasi punong-puno ng bullshit mula sa mga tulad ng okay, hiniwalayan ako ni James Young.
The pop culture which is driven by showbiz and showbiz stars. They're more para mas makapangyarihan pa sila next to politicians.
And of course, speaking of showbiz, I think cosplaying here in the Philippines is slowly becoming like that. And of course, you know, I won't say this a bit, you know, overrated. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. Kaya nga, you already saw the discussion with Elaga sa mga heads ng Anime Alliance. So, of course, yun nga, he wants input to how to improve the cosplay, and I contributed nga. Na one of the biggest problems nga is that the events are parang masyadong pare-pareho na. So, I suggest na maybe we can segregate the cosplay divisions by those events. Kunyari, there's this event na lahat lang dito is mga gothic lolita lang nandyan. O, tapos, there is this another event na pure mecha lang ang pwedeng mag-cosplay. So, maybe in that sense, although maraming event, at least, alam na ng tao kung sino yung a-attend at sino yung hindi. Kasi, of course, marami naman tao ang in the end pa rin. Parang hindi pare-pareho yung dating. Then, one of the...
Tapos, yung isa ring pinaka-gripe ko sa mga cosplay na yan, yung masyado silang nagfo-focus sa mga cosplay celebrities na, alam mo yung nakakasawa na talaga doon.
Yeah, oh, yun nga kaya
I would drop a name doon sa mga cosplay celebrities na yan, baka bombahin ng ating website.
Yeah, be careful with the White Knights kasi they're like the local equivalent of 4chan. In a sense. So, yun nga, that's why I drove myself out. I quit the covering that local industry kasi it's starting to become politically driven. Like nga ng local politics, it's always about these photographers or these particular cosplayers na I never really heard about and I interviewed one or
of course,
twice.
Yung panay pag-focus sa mga cosplay celebrities, parang natatakpan na yung mga, parang nababaliwala na yung mga effort ng mga kaibigan natin, mga cosplayer na that tries to be creative at what they're doing. Because I know a couple of people out there who recently became cosplayers.
Yeah, I agree. Kasi there's some people na medyo I monitor I lurk in Hero TV forums and there's I read a cosplay thread na sinasabi how can I start in cosplay? And parang from that sense na parang nakita ko is ganito ba parang kakomplikado? You just have to dress up, go to con, and strut your costume and act in the role. The latter part that I said is parang this ang pinaka-lacking sa lahat ng cosplay dito sa buong Pilipinas is the acting part. Kasi most of the time they just strut their costumes and nothing else. So it's more of a cost lang, wala na yung play. Which is sad kasi lahat ng celebrity.
Yeah. Let's cut it short.
Bakit?
Cosplay, yung sa mga cosplayers natin, if their passion is cosplaying, tayo naman vlogging.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And although sometimes I like the other person will do, I guess maybe on Monday is that he will interview. Actually, we already did an interview with one of the cosplayers before, and of course. Yeah, ewan ko, parang pare-pare yung story nila pag pinapakinggan ko. Pero, anyway, it's just me or I just don't find cosplayers that parang much of a interesting or, I don't know. Pero, anyway, to end this conversation, ha. Yung cosplay contest na nangyari yesterday, we record this on Sunday, so the Hero Face Off, which is a parang cosplay centric event kasi wala kang Battle of the Bands doon ni Ise. I applaud
Face Bomb.
Yeah, oh yes, because there's someone cosplay Yui, and I think I was seeing a trap there. Pero anyway, regardless, the quality of the cosplay there, at least it went up a bit. Went up kasi hindi pa went up. Usually we see cosplayers but that is ranging around 100 to 150 people. But yesterday it was around 39, which is kind of small, but I got word from sa mga heads ng AAP na they rigorously screen these cosplayers, yung mga talagang may quality and original cosplay, and I guess they also maybe did a little audition. So far, lahat na nakita kong nag-catwalk did something that is na medyo decent. Malapit na, pero maybe siguro my standards are high, but I find it entertaining in a sense. Then there's also this group cosplayers na napanood ko na although they still use the same old formula na laging parang naglalaban-laban sa stage na parang mga ewan na bata na matatanda na.
Pero, this moment na to.
Yes. Ayun na. Anyway, group crossplay kasi yun lang naman magagawa may although wala at least mas minsan gusto ko pa yung mga nagsasayo sila parang dance performance eh. mas medyo mas nakakatuwa pa pero maybe that's my taste but they usually all this use this kind of very old formula. Anyway, there was this one cosplayer there that did a creative job in doing so I guess we can start see na there will be a good bump in quality of cosplay, and this time hindi na more on the audience or the cosplayers themselves will dictate the industries, more like the organizers should step up and regulate it. Kasi most likely kasi nangyari is that organizers usually what they do is ito yung event there's parang they just let people in do whatever they want as long as kumikita sila. But what I think the direction should be is that AAP or any other organizations like Cosplay.ph and others na they should regulate, they should strict and strictly enforce yung mga rules on cosplay so that one day, like what Ed Ilaga dreamed of, na masasama ang malilistang Pilipinas sa World Cosplay Consortium na which in 2011 will happen in Nagoya, Japan. And one of the reasons nga raw na sinabi ni Ed Ilaga, according to him, ang Pilipinas hindi nasasama sa cosplay summit is because dun nga sa politika na nananyari between the organizations, the cosplayers and the bloggers. I think some of the bloggers.
And I think na dapat siguro i-save up natin yung further discussion yon sa roundtable discussion with El Ilaga if that's possible.
Yes, I hope that will come into fruition. Kasi medyo busy tao yun eh. Dami-dami ginagawa. Very highly active. So anyway, let's go to tech.
Speaking of cosplay, napanood ko pala sa local TV natin doon sa QTV Channel 11. Days ago, well, I was browsing the channels because I was bored and I was forced to shut down the computer. Nakita ko doon, yung Cosminia X ba yung isang cosplay event dito.
Yeah, there was one like two weeks ago. Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Meron doon pinakita doon yung mga cosplaying. Actually, there it wowed me a bit kasi ano, nakita ng mga hindi lang na mga yung tulad nga ng mga monotonous na cosplaying. Meron din ng mga bagong characters na kinosplay doon. Hindi yung mga characters na sa mga ni-rant out ko na mga anime dun sa episode 2 natin.
Yeah.
So I think medyo nag-improve na yung cosplay scene sa Philippines. Mm-hmm. And I really think that we should really get in touch with Ed Laga for a possible guesting in our podcast.
Yeah, maganda kasi yung topic eh. Ayun. So anyway, so yun nga, we'll just reserve the other, ano, medyo mahaba-haba yung discussion, but we have less time. So, next up is the JPEPA. You mentioned about this, the Japanese, what does JPEPA stands for again?
Actually, di ba meron tayo noon na, nung years ago, around a couple of years ago, na merong controversial agreement signed between Gloria Macapagal Arroyo and Japan na yung yes. yung Japan Philippines economic something agreement or also known as JPEPA. I read in a Car magazine recently na ang JPEPA daw ay maaaring makatulong sa prices ng mga kotse, especially the ones imported from Japan kasi nga daw yung tariffs ay bababa doon sa pag-import noon. And parallel to that, I asked a couple of lawyers on Twitter yesterday kung magkakaroon ng effect yung JPEPA sa ating mga anime merchandise at saka mga anime DVD. Hello?
Yeah.
At saka ang sabi ni Bigenya on Twitter, sabi daw niya, nakadepende daw doon sa license agreement with the merchandiser.
Mm-hmm.
Pero sa tingin, ang effect diyan yung ating mga local retailers like Comic Alley and ano pa rin, Comic Quest, is Comic Quest still alive?
I don't know. Maybe to rats.
But I think yung yeah. mga local retailers natin ng mga merchandise baka magmura yung kanilang mga prices dahil mas mura na yung mga presyo ng merchandise mula sa pag-import. At saka siguro there would no longer be fake products dito sa ating country if there would be a good effect of the JPEPA dito kasi nga import man na mas mura yung importation kasi sa pagbili ng peke, hindi ba?
Pero we have to put up the fact na anime merchandises are very expensive regardless. Oh, makakamura yes. nga sa importation pero mahal pa rin siya kung tutusin. So I don't think the imitation merchandises will prevail pa rin in a sense. Pero at least more of actually ang point ko rito, ang mas ay nakikita kong benefit sa JPEPA is the availability of the product itself. Kasi yun yung importante dito, hindi yung presyo.
Well, tingin ko we'll just have to see if there would be such an effect yung JPEPA ko sa atin.
The point rin ng licensing niya. The licensing agreement is not really restricted to JPEPA itself. It's also restricted to any other forms. Kunyari, like how Americans license their anime. They go, di naman ang Japan mismo is magbo-broadcast na lang basta doon. Though they have to contact Funimation, Viz, to...
And the other licensing companies, but we shouldn't care much about that kasi ano, ibang region ang sinasabi nila.
Ibang region, pero I'm just comparing. So, in that sense, dito naman syempre, wala tayong ganung equivalent eh. Oh well, yeah, Comic Alley, but they don't do, kunyari, pagdating sa animes, they don't release DVDs as it is. So, of course, you have to sub it yes. or dub it. Wala tayong ganung makinarya para rito eh. So, I don't know how anime, the anime DVDs themselves will enter in an agreement pagdating dito. But of course, I can see dun sa mga merchandises nga maybe costumes, PVCs, then manga and such medyo
the DVD is imported from Japan itself.
Yeah, pero of course yeah. it won't sell kung hindi accessible sa lahat, kunyari sa mga tao naman na hindi marunong makaintindihan ni Hongo. So they need to have some local, they have to localize it. So that's missing link. Then pagdating rin sa manga, pero when I see in manga, there's this possibility na pwedeng there's a lot of ways to parang translate it, so or companies that can do localization, so I don't see any much problem there. Medyo mas mawara pa nga kung to do tapos sa manga. Pero pagdating sa anime, it will be another different story. Ayan,
let's save yung discussion tungkol sa possible ways of having those content license dito sa ating bansa in a future podcast episode.
Yeah. Oh, yun nga, maganda
kasi mas mahaba yun at saka madugong usapan yun.
Oo nga eh. The topic started become very, very interesting. So, moving on. Since napag-usapan na nabanggit ko yung manga, you mentioned something about Apple fighting against piracy. So, can you elaborate kung ano ibig sabihin nun?
Actually, di ba, as we all know, yung piracy, di ba, yun yung pag-grab ng, yung pag-distribute ng content na hindi ka authorized na gawin yun. To cut it short.
Mm-hmm.
At saka yung ating fansubbers could be considered as pirates ng mga ilang tao.
Yeah, but still a gray market.
At saka
yung morality.
So, scandalations also count as pirates if you're going to use the definition of some Americans on Twitter.
Kasi piracy is something na you're taking somebody else's work to gain profit. There's this definition.
Uh-oh.
But in case of fansubbers na never gains anything except for fame, but it doesn't make profit, mahirap rin sabihin eh. Then also goes with scanlation. So medyo mahirap, depende how do you... Japanese always see this as piracy kasi nga they still work, but they don't... medyo nga, it's... Piracy is very convoluted kung tutusin. Pero go with it. Please move on.
Anyway, let's skip the further discussion about piracy. But I think there's another way to, or I'm going to suggest a way to help minimize it. And that is through the iTunes Store. As we could recall, iTunes sells TV shows and, of course, the music. Hindi ba?
Yeah.
Yung TV shows currently applicable lamang sa mga US shows, mga US TV shows, US TV channels, and of course, and Funimation also sells their previously licensed anime to iTunes, by the way.
Yes, so kasi licensing agreement, of course, kaya nga it's only available in the US.
Oo. Pero dahil nga doon, naisip ko rin, bakit hindi kaya na gawin ng mga producers sa mga animation studios sa Japan na i-consider ang iTunes as an alternative to distribute their anime, hindi ba?
Mm-hmm.
In that way, it would help lessen piracy in the rampant piracy in the United States and of course Japan itself, kasi merong mga ilang mga pirates doon na nag-survive.
Oh,
at saka hindi ba ang mga Mac doon at saka ang Apple quite more popular than Microsoft sa Japan, di ba?
Yeah, the iPhone part, I think.
Hindi lang not only the iPhone but also their Macs. More Japanese use Macs than Windows actually. Meron akong mga Japanese na fina-follow. They're using the Macs.
Okay. Kasi my culture kasi I'm familiar in Japan being a mobile centric driven culture kasi the people most likely buy cell phones than computers themselves. So the audience share ng entire PC market, PC including Macs, is very small compared sa America, sa US na almost takes on hundreds and millions of PCs a day. I mean a year being bought. Oh, yeah.
Going back to the iTunes part, tingin ko pagka tininda ng mga studios sa kanilang anime sa iTunes Store, there would be less demand for the production of DVDs and Blu-ray. It hits two birds in one stone, di ba? Yung hazardous waste at saka yung piracy, di ba?
Yes. Okay. So, I agree.
Yung mga audio singles natin, maaring i-download na lang sa iTunes instead of buying them or downloading it from the torrents, hindi ba?
Yeah, oh. Kasi usually
and of course, let's not forget our J-dramas. They could also be distributed on the iTunes store, di ba?
I perfectly agree.
And of course, our friendly neighborhood visual novels and Eroge software, they could be distributed via the App Store or through the Android marketplace.
Aha. So, ito ang nakikita kong scenario sa mananyari diyan. Una-una sa Eroge side, I doubt Steve Jobs will allow it. Una-una Eroge nga eh. Steve Jobs doesn't allow porn. So it might likely go to Android. Of course, Microsoft will not allow it. So yung mananyari, J-doramas and such. I don't know about J-dorama, but it is possible, very likely. A likely scenario na pwede mapunta ang J-dorama kasi most J-doramas are not ecchi in a sense and more of a parang love story driven or maybe dahil lang siguro sa napapanood ko sa local TV. So the anime part will be a little bit problematic kasi it can sometimes be ecchi and not. So it will vary on the content of the anime. Still, Steve Jobs says no porn.
But Steve Jobs, did you know that Desperate Housewives was allowed on the TV shows and a couple of rated R TV shows?
Oh, I see.
Were allowed to be.
I
think that yung ecchi anime natin would be allowed but not our hentai anime.
For an American centric, kasi I don't know kung who reviews Japanese Apple contents. I don't know kung sino, pero Americans find the Japanese adult content more of like a porn compared sa atin. Kasi compared sa America, kasi there's Pet House was yeah, there's this intimate sex, but there's no something parang connect actual sex, parang ganon. But on the Japanese, there's this parang thin, very, very, very thin line na we already see in most animes, lol. And especially animes that involves seemingly young minors that does this something
lolicon?
Adult.
Lolicon anime.
Yes, this lolicon animes na usually is already in age na ngayon. Patapos na ba tayo ng Moe? Parang patapos na yata tayo ng Moe. It's more, we're going ecchi na ngayon. So, which is a little problem sa mga ganitong process na rin pagdating sa US. Kaya nga, they restrict it to DVDs. And speaking of DVDs rin, Japanese, of course, are not really that parang enthusiastic about change. So, hanggang ngayon, they still use DVDs and they still sell their albums in CDs. Which is kinda weird na nag-move on ng buong developed countries into microtransactions like nga yung iTunes, Zune Store, Amazon, MP3 Store, and such similar services. So, medyo curious rin ako kung ano mananyari.
And of course, meron pa tayong isa pa nang naalala ko na maring naging effect ng iTunes and App Store sa ating Japanese pop culture. Last time I was browsing the internet and saw a Japanese app, the alarm clock actually, that features, you know, the usual moe girls, but it's a bit helpful and of course entertaining at the same time.
May mga nakita rin yata ako for tsundere na app, so lahat ng mga characters na tsundere will also wake you up in a seemingly tsundere way. Parang ganun ba?
Oo.
Mm-hmm.
So tsundere alarm clock. So if you're a hardcore otaku, you may want to download it, but I think you need to access iTunes Japan first.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. Do you need an parang you have to spoof your IP na galing kan Japan just to buy it, or you can like the PlayStation Store na you can just register a Japanese iTunes account then doon ka na lang bumili.
There was one tip na nakita ko sa forums na sinasabi daw nila, bibili ka daw sa JList ng iTunes prepaid card na for Japan, and you have to enter it on by logging into to iTunes. I really don't know the entire specifics, but I think we should really save this up for a roundtable discussion with Kevin Yapoko.
Yeah, I hope na nga kasi he's more of a mobile guy than us, and I only have a V3, and so
and of course I only have an ancient and Jurassic Nokias.
No. Hindi colored.
Actually, yung isa, yung gumagana ngayon na matino, yung hindi colored. Tapos yung Nokia N70 ko hindi gumagana. Naglolo ko na naman.
Oh, yun nga eh. Anyway. Yeah, Japanese.
Okay.
So, ay nga pala, we also mentioned nga that mangas will also would likely see a welcome fit sa iBook kung tutusin ang visual novels. Yeah, visual novels will also go there.
No, light novels.
Yeah, light. Light novels.
Imagine reading Haruhi Suzumiya light novels in your iPad.
Yeah, I agree. Most likely pwede yan. I agree light novels will be welcome sa iBook store.
And iBook store.
Yeah, I don't know why, but hindi pa rin inaano ng mga hapon to. Kasi I think the Japanese are just starting to adapt this this digital deal, digital trend na nga yan, kaya na ano na digital distribution, they're just putting their feet in the pond to titingnan kung maganda ba tong idea na to, kasi they haven't tried it ever since. So what they're doing is simulcast with Crunchyroll and ANN. So yun lang ginagawa nila ngayon, pero I see in the future nga na sana they adapted this iBooks or kung hindi, kasi minsan mas maganda pa they licenses to other countries para mas mabilis na makuha. So tutusin, since the advent of the internet, di naman siguro maghihintay ng 3 buwan para lang makuha yung translated version na to. Yung current issue. So, a Shonen Jump. So, kunyari, itong Shonen Jump magazine na to will be available in the iBook. So,
App Store.
Yeah, the App Store. So, kunyari, a Jump Reader. Kunyari, weekly Shonen Jump Reader. Maybe siguro...
And of course, for our dear Android listeners, siguro sa Android Marketplace din, baka maging available din. Diba?
Yeah, kasi ang point naman dito, if you have this, maybe have translations ready, so editing na lang konti kailangan. So, if this happens, yun nga, we may receive the weekly Shonen Jump. Kung kunyari, subscribe tayo doon, maybe 3 days after nung initial release sa Japan, maybe we can already read kung what's happening in their latest Naruto or latest Katekyo or Bakuman. So, I don't know kung ba't hindi nila ginagawa ito. I hope nga kasi we
but
already...
Did you know about Tokyo Kawaii Magazine?
No. I know. I'm not
it
aware.
It is published by ASCII Media Works. Yung isang publisher ng mga... Noong publisher ng mga manga at saka ng iilang anime.
Okay. So, they're starting to release their...
Actually, it's an English magazine na tungkol sa anime at saka Japanese pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
One that really inspired me to make the demo and of course write the blog post in my late blog. Late blog.
Oh. So I don't really see why hindi pwede mangyari 'yon. Yun nga, the translation ng latest Bakuman and such will be
hopefully
available
in
3 days.
When the ASCII Media Works application would be a hit na dito, not only in the US but also in other countries, the Japanese may consider yung paggamit ng platform ng iOS and Android pagdating sa pag-publish ng manga, anime at saka na at ating mga J-drama at saka natin mga light novels.
I agree. Pero I just have to add this one na. Actually there's this parang nalala ko to eh. There was this in Japan, kung may PSP ka, you can view manga. Directly, as in legally, and you can buy manga digitally through your PSP in Japan. I think yun yata yung mga first step ng mga developers, ng mga artists, publishers to see kung ano na to, kung viable ba siya sa market. Pero I think they're doing it something wrong kasi they kind of sell their anime in the same premium as they do on the paper, which is kind of absurd. Kasi kung tutusin, usually digital format should be cheaper compared to their real life counterparts kasi you don't have the expenses or logistics to deliver, to print, saka to print yung mga materials mo to create a manga. Ewan ko nga, why they haven't done that, pero at least it's a good step na rin. And the PS3 also is distributing free porn. Actually, no, they're distributing porn in Japan. Pero anyway, just to add lang. So anyway, eto, last ko na rin to sa digital distribution na topic natin. Kindle, which is used or actually a product of Amazon na sells around $139 in the cheapest, is already is offering visual novels in their Kindle apps, Kindle store. Pero yes. Pero sadly, oh? Most like puro mga BL manga ang makikita mo, BL novels. Yeah, there was also manga. There were also selling manga there.
But I think our fangirls would be interested to see that yung sinasabi mga BL visual novels dun sa Kindle na yan.
Pero it's a start. If you haven't seen a Kindle, maganda siya. Although not really perfect in the sense kasi it's not white over black. It's a little white over gray.
I would prefer to get the Kindle application for Mac or iPad.
Sort of. But of course it's an e-ink device, so it's acts hindi siya strain niya sa mata. Well, ewan ko, pero sa akin kasi since I already affixed to LCDs for so long, hindi na masakit sa akin. Pero to people na who are just avid readers or just want to read, maganda rin 'yon. So, yeah, pero most likely this not really yung mga nirelease na mga ganong visual novels and Japanese merchandise is usually not ordered by Japan to publish them, as more of the license companies to distribute it via Amazon store. So it's a good start. Wala namang problema rin sa Amazon if you view your books from Amazon to iPad or to other devices, kasi what they care for is the books, the profit they gain from the books, not actually the device itself. So malapit na rin. There's this movement na dumarating about digital distribution. Oh yeah, and the last na to. One open manga, I think you heard of this, Anton? Open manga,
yes.
Project. So far, wala pa rin silang ginagawa ngayon. And I'm like that open source Facebook. Parang it's starting to become a vaporware rather than actual.
Of course, change. And speaking of open source and manga, meron yung Ubuntu, yung tungkol sa feature nila yung Ubuntu dun sa isang manga. Have you read about or heard about it?
No, I haven't read it.
Wait, I'll send you the link.
So interesting. Which is reminded me nga na kailangan ko rin palang i-check yung Ubuntu kasi maganda na yata yung 10.10. So anyway,
And speaking of Ubuntu, tagal na akong hindi gumagamit nun.
Oo nga eh. Kailan ba yung huli mo? Kasi my last time was before Gutsy Gibbons. So that's like 7.10.
Actually, 9 point something pa lang yung akin.
Oh, I see. So anyway, yun nga. We haven't used that long. I don't know. Kasi wala naman yung mga applications ko doon. Maybe my laptop can be sacrificed for that. Pero I just don't have the time. So anyway, do we still have time?
Did you see the link?
Yeah, I see the link. Do we still have time, or should we cut it off?
Still have time.
Okay, so you mentioned
a bit small time siguro.
So
30 minutes lang or so.
So okay, ano pa ba maganda nating ano dito? So let's jump to the anime na.
Tapusin na lang natin yung topic.
Ha, ano?
Tapusin na lang natin yung mga topics natin.
Yeah,
diba yung nilista mo?
So anime. Siyempre, this is an anime podcast. So let's talk about anime. World God Only Knows. So ano masasabi?
I forgot to mention about it. I was watching for the anime adaptation since January or December. To be more exact, December 2009, and I forgot to mention it on our episode 2 or 3 podcast.
So,
head desk moment.
But hindi mo to piniling is a episode vlog if you've been tracking it for so long.
Well, di ba sabi ko nakalimutan ko.
Mm-hmm. So, will there be chances na you will do the episode vlogging for ano? World God Only Knows.
If the schedule would allow it, sure.
Or you can do a massive review about after episode. Ano pa lang yata ngayon, 5. So, you can do it after natapos na to. 13 episodes yata, 12 episodes yata tong series na to, no? One core?
I haven't checked it. But I think I would do just the review na lang if, of course, still if the schedule of mine allows it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, 'di ba yung pinakita mo sa akin link kanina?
Yeah, so
discuss mo nga yun.
Yes. So, si Aki Toyosaki, which is most likely known as the one of the voice talents or voice actress of Yui sa K-On, during an interview, he mentioned that kano ba ang what sort of games do you like to play? Yun yung question. So he mentioned he likes fighting games. She likes fighting games, and she specifically mentioned the GTA games or the Grand Theft Auto. So kinda magtitingnan natin ang trend ng K-On when it comes to merchandising. It's kinda expected or predicted that there will be a surge of buying of Grand Theft Auto merchandise sa Japan. So, it can maybe mapapasas ang Rockstar, the developers of the Grand Theft Auto franchise, that there's this some urge of sales a person or an avid otaku buys 10 copies for some unknown reason and put it in the collection katama ng shrine ni Yui.
Well, that's a possibility, but we still haven't known if there would be an effect to the sales of Grand Theft Auto.
Pero we have, by history, we have seen headphones, guitars, and other K-On merchandises and events are actually places na pinuntahan nila Yui at the K-On or the band sa anime, pinupuntahan ng mga otakus, and a local tourism industry feels na nararamdaman yung kinagawa nila in a sense. So maybe they will bite that. So let's just see.
Baka gulat na lang yung Rockstar GTA San Andreas biglang tumaas ang sales.
I think being a Microsoft fan, but I accepted that the Xbox in Japan is very parang in a losing streak nga. What if Microsoft pays the people in K-On or the Kadokawa to create an episode that features the Microsoft products? An episode that will feature a Microsoft product, maybe a Kinect, an Xbox, or maybe Windows. Gumawa lang silang isa nun. Maybe they can save their company in Japan. It's possible. Sana makita na Microsoft.
And speaking of Microsoft trying to live in Japan, did you know that they used a actually not entirely used, but they invited a Seiyu to to guess at one of their events for people to flock at the Xbox 360.
And did it work?
Actually, it worked a bit. Kasi na-invite nila na yung mga otakus natin nakipaglaro ng Halo 3 with Kana Ueda.
Oh, familiar siya. Can you, sino ba siya? Kana Ueda.
Her groundbreaking role was Rin Tosaka from Fate Stay Night.
Okay, so familiar. Yeah, okay, I see. Maybe they place someone that is parang a little lower, pero they should put the Kayon cast maybe there. Who knows?
Who knows?
Let's move. So ano pa ba? Fortune, your episode, you're doing an episode vlog with Fortune, ano yung sinasabi?
Arterial.
Yes, Arterial. I'm
Arterial.
Yes.
So, actually, as I've said in the article, sabi ko nga, yung Fortune Arterial ay based sa isang eroge visual novel. But, sadly, the anime isn't based on that. It's based on the manga of Fortune Arterial.
Mm-hmm. And which yung manga, was it loosely based on the eroge?
Yes.
Okay, loosely based.
Pero ang mga nangyari doon sa anime ay hindi naman entirely based dun sa manga, but it just used the manga as a reference kung ano mang mangyayari doon sa mga events doon.
Okay. Kasi, so we will, kasi usually in eroge there are multiple endings eh. So maybe there will be a single ending dito. I don't know kung anong ending nga yung ginawa sa manga, or was it still going on yung manga?
Going on pa rin.
Okay, so we don't know kung ano mangyayari. Maybe they will just stop halfway and then continue as long nagkaroon ng another material para doon. So anyway, so what do you think? Would you care to share the story or what you like?
I would just give yung aking initial thoughts of it. Okay. Actually, it's a good romance anime with themes of harem, but despite saying that it is a good one, I'm not expecting to rate it at least 8, mga ganun. Less than 8 ang i-rate ko sa kanya.
But not lower than 5.
Of course, not lower than 5, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Baka siguro mga 6 or 7, mga ganun. Between doon.
Mm-hmm. So, between 6 or 7, depending na sa takbo ng story as of course the series goes on.
Oh.
Yan. So, to add, kasi I already watched the first episode, although I haven't watched the second one. The mystery is what invited me to watch.
Actually, 3 episodes na. Three episodes na siya.
Hindi ko pa siya napapanood.
And I'm about to write a couple the petition letter and of course my episode blog. It was delayed yesterday eh.
Okay. Kasi you move ngayon lang ba napunta ng Quezon City? Or what
yes.
Yesterday?
Yes. Ngayon pa lang kasi nadali kahapon.
Okay. So, ayun nga, toss ko nga lang is that the one that entices me in that anime is yung mystery. There's this vampire thing na going on as I watched last first episode. So, I don't know kung ano ba nangyari doon. And so far, there's no something that is etchy. No, there are, but not that.
Actually, it's not etchy.
Not too etchy or something with some etchy elements pero maybe hindi naman ganun.
Some etchy elements lang siya pero hindi siya etchy. Thank
yun.
God.
Yes. But, okay, to add, since I also do a preview of another anime that is based on an eroge but it will be a flip side or exact opposite ng Fortune is the Yosuga no Sora, which is of course an eroge anime. Yun nga, who created it? I forgot. Pero anyway, it's in the my initial thoughts on that anime is Yeah, very edgy. Kasi it involves around two twins. Of course, identical twins. In the sense na isa siyempre lalaki. And they lost their parents in an accident. So they returned to their parang grandfather's province or parang house. Kung saan doon sila titira muna until they grow old. So my initial impression is that there's this incest element in it, kasi yung the twin girl was clearly obsessed doon sa kanyang brother. Then there's this also, of course,
sounds like Kiss X6.
No, not yet. Hindi. There's, unlike Kiss X6,
but
there's a story.
It's familiar, we can't deny it.
Oh yeah, the way that it goes is somewhat similar to Kiss X6, but there's reason. There's a story in it, at least. So like any other eroge, there's always the harem element, which is so far of course every girl in the area suddenly fell in love with the main character, the male twin. Of course. Why then there's also this parang after scenes parang umake in the dulo na clearly shows a very step up when it comes to edginess.
Actually I don't call it step up, I would rather call it disturbing.
Disturbing. Anyway, the first part, kasi
disturbing, disarming.
Disarming. And the first, actually, kasi this is like unlike nga na Fortune, is there's this nipple revealing and there's also this kind of nudity in the characters, especially in the childhood friend ni na nung bida, which is anyway, I got the ATX version so and censored, but in the end part, especially in the first episode, that there's this self pleasure that is being seen with this overly depressed maid na parang never pa nagka boyfriend and really 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 desperate to have one. So I don't know, I haven't watched the third episode, I think there's also the second episode, nakalimutan ko yung ginawa nangyari. But, Yosuga no Sora, it's interesting and edgy at the same time. Ayun. So, before, Anton, do we still have more time? Kasi,
no longer. 5 minutes na lang.
So, 5 minutes na lang.
For this podcast.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Medyo we have a lot of topics na miss, pero anyway, we can still do it another show, maybe on a round table nga, like what Anton said. So, any gimmick? Actually, maya na yan. So, deremove.com. Of course, nandun kami. We do episode vlogging, reviews, and such. So, just head on there. We also, Twitter, @Solidad ako. IDT Cruz si Anton.
Si Anton.
Yes, and you can also look at the Deremove, my Twitter stream doon that follows all of the Deremove people that who wrote there, or who are writing, currently writing, or wrote there. So, you can just at us, and we will talk to you. So,
actually, before we talk to you, you have to mention us, of course.
Of course, mention us. So, any gimmick? Meron bang mayayari in the coming weeks or
kung meron tayong gagawin? Hindi ko pa sigurado.
I mean sa iyo,
I would rather say follow me on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, you will also have some guesting in some podcast, so maybe we'll just listen there. You can listen also there on that show if you want. We'll link na lang ni ADT Cruz pagdating dun. So anyway, let's close this up. Ako si Mr. A, yan si Anton Dominic. So kayo nakikinig sa Deremove Podcast episode... Anong episode na tayo ulit? 5?
Episode 4.
episode 4. I'm sorry, medyo hindi ko na-take ang memo plus call ko ngayon. So, you're listening to the Remaway Podcast episode 4. Isang magandang araw sa inyo.